Well, it's my great pleasure to be able to introduce someone other than myself this time. Pascal Meisser, Pascal and me, Gerhard Meisser, have been friends of ours since we first met several years ago. We knew each other before meeting for the first time in Iran and both places. And many of you know them and some of the work that they have done. I'll pretty much let Gernot describe it, but this is their experience in eclipses and the work they do is really quite remarkable. And they'll be working with us on Astronomers Without Borders as well. So I'd like to introduce Gernot Meisser, and I think you can be yourself for this presentation. So Gernot.
Just need 2 minutes to set up the presentation.
We got we're sharing the same computer, so we have a moment.
Some of us has the ideas to go because meeting people on the way, meeting friends in eclipse areas, and all these different reasons is the idea of all of us. Some of you goes for the scientist way, or just taking a picture, or like tourists, eclipse tourists as well. We, my partner, Pascal, and me, we travel during a long time to eclipses. I started in the 80s to observe my first total eclipse, and we saw several others all over the world. And always we found that the moon shadow, it's only a guide. The moon shadow shows where you have to go. And, So When we go, then we met the nature, mostly. Anywhere the moon shadow touched the Earth's surface, on islands or on the deserts or on the mountains. And when we go, we take a part of it.
Show them how does it goes.
And the other side is, if you go to eclipses, actually, you can do it as well at home during a partial eclipse. If there, there's a lot of possibilities to do with students and go to the school or just organize with young people and show them how to observe an eclipse, talk about the safetiness, how to use filters and everything. It's a good opinion to do, and always you find people, they're very thankful for all you're doing and show how to observe the eclipse. And the other thing is, as well, it's a good idea during partial eclipse to just put your telescope in the city, in the center, and give the people a chance to look through the telescope. So very thankful for this, and especially if you go to an area, it's a shopping area, set up the telescope, let the people look in. You will find a lot of people that never had the possibility to look through the telescope. And if you have special filters, or H-alpha filters, you can show them very, very special things. The other thing is, you belong to people, you do inform with the media, to give them information about, it's always the same things, how to observe the eclipse, tell them it's not dangerous. You're surprised about the thinking about people in civilization areas. They believe much more strange things as in native areas, for sure. So if you then belong to the people with a high knowledge about eclipses or observing eclipses and how does it work, talk to the people through the newspapers or television or radios. This is very important, and always you will find a good place for that. On the other hand, you will find possibilities, if you belong to the people like me and Pascal, that we make dreams true. So I will show you this evening an example for making dreams true. Pascal and me, we dreamed both that we can observe an eclipse far away from home. We would like to do it overland. We live in Germany, and one of these possibilities was in 2001. We went to the eclipse to Zambia, and so the idea was to do this overland. It's not only the dream to observe the eclipse, it's just to go there overland. You can't imagine what is bring you there. You dream as a small kid, you want to do all these things, and then one day you can do it. And so we prepared an expedition more than 2 years, and everything we would like to organize. And so we found that the good way to go to the south of Africa, the Zambia area, we didn't know exactly where we would like to observe the eclipse. So we just start very early in 2001 in the January, and the eclipse will take place in June. It was a long time, it was a long way to there, but we dreamed to do that. All these 2 years was a lot of things to do before. If you want to go overland through deserts or to Africa, and in developed islands, you need a lot of things for survival, for transportation. And so we looked around to find the right car, and so we found a very old, 28 years old car. And this should be the best thing to go for an eclipse. This car was standing 18 years in the garage, just waiting for us and to prepare for an eclipse expedition. We have done it very fast, and the car was prepared. And as well, we need a lot of things to do this expedition. first was to organize sponsors. Always, you all know if you need to, you want to make a project and then you need sponsors, especially if you would like to make a very huge expedition. Then the other thing, you have to organize instruments or partners, or you have to, you don't want to go for nothing, you want to work on the way. And all these things you have to organize. So we tried to make a documentary film, and as well we called around to get permits. And all these permits are very important to get it, especially in Africa. So we organized these things, the visas for 23 countries on the way, what we would like to pass. On the other side, we need permits inside the countries to go there, and all these things. And if all these things are ready, and you can be sure, if you have everything, you paid a lot of money for permits and everything, and at least something goes wrong. But it doesn't matter, you always know that before you go to the eclipse. Then the day will come, you have to leave you have to leave from home. Then you have to pack all the things. The complete equipment, camera equipment, telescope equipment, everything has to go in the car, and the survival equipment and at home. Everything is prepared, and then you look to the map and then you will see that there is nearly 16,000 kilometers if you go overland to the place to observe the eclipse. We started in Europe and we thought about that we should go. We didn't know exactly how this works, but we tried to prepare it before. This was the idea to go at least in this area we would like to drive. Everything. After 2 years, in the very cold first days of January 2001, we started our expedition. The first part, we started in Brittany and in France, and went back to Germany, and then we go to Austria, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, down to Turkey, and then past to Syria. This was the first step of the expedition. Everything was prepared, and then we started. Egypt, but it was not possible. So we had the permission to go, but if we pass Israel, so the way back is blocked because you have to stamp in your passport and the papers for your car. It's not normal possible to go back to Syria, and you have to go because you want to like to go home without any ship on the way. But anyway, we use that way the ship from Aqaba to Sinai, and then we follow the road up to Suez, and we start the first on Egypt to get the permits. We had the permit to go in, and then at the border you get a new number plate. You pay $400 for that, but it's a used one, and you have to get it back on the way out. And then you will go across, and then sometimes you met on the way strange people. Very strange people. They still on the way with a bike. And we thought that we are crazy because we go overland to the eclipse 16,000 kilometers away from home. But this guy is much more crazy. He had done it from the Czech Republic by bike. He was on the way to Zambia. And this is another reason to observe an eclipse. It's eclipse, it's more adventure. But he's not an amateur astronomer or astronomer as well. He just went there to visit a festival. And a lot of people outside of this group from us, they're interested in solar eclipses, but not for the science things or taking pictures. Just to be there at a good festival. And Martin, this guy, was one of them. And we met him several times on the way later. He, at the beginning, had the same speed as we with our car. And at least we met him again in Zambia after the eclipse, and he had done it. But we had not enough time to stop very long each place, so we couldn't realize in advance how difficult it is to go. So we passed Suez, and we crossed the Suez Canal. On the other side, we touched Africa for the first time, the African continent, and we passed Egypt. In this picture, very, very fast, we visited different old areas with old stones and a lot of astronomical information in this old stones written. But you have to be able to read it. But we doesn't, so we went further on. And our next step was to go. This was the first part we arrived. Then from Suez going south, we planned to go to Sudan on that way. And here we drive this way up to the border. And it was not allowed that we cross over this border. We have to go back, and because if you're not part of the Arabic countries, not a member of Islamic culture, so some borders are blocked for you. And so we had to go back, and the next possibility was Aswan, but we heard that we had to wait until 3 months to get a boat for this trip. But on this trip, we're always lucky. Meeting the right person.
Thank you.
Meeting the right person at the right moment, it's very important on expeditions. And this guy knows somewhere, he knows another one, who knows how to go. And so we found the possibility and took our boat of a small ponton, and there was a ship, they pressed them in front, we followed them on the boat for 4 days. I don't like to go on the boat. This was the idea for this trip, but there was no chance to go this overland. It was not allowed for us. So we took place on that boat. It was the 4 days. It was some of the nicest days at all on this trip. At the end, we say goodbye to our crew, and then we have to pass Sudan. One of the stories I have to tell here, so we just passed the border. We came in the place to get a stamp and the passport, and our car was very high, so we cut off the telephone line for the military checkpoint. And we heard a lot of bad things about Sudan, especially about the military. But there was a good thing, but they all was laughing about that, and so they sent me on the top of the car, and I had to repair the telephone line. I was standing on the top, and 100 people around were just laughing about these things. And after this, we went further on to the south. We will go now through the desert. We took all these pictures to show you that traveling to the eclipse is more than just go to the eclipse, and you can open your eyes and taking pictures on the way, and you see that dreams become true on the way to the eclipse. And the last step before we get to the eclipse area is that we arrived the this part of Africa, what we have all in our head. We believe that Africa is the continent of animals and safaris and all these things. So on our last etap down to the south, we go once on the safari.
Clouds came up,
And we thought, okay, we go further on, up to direction border Angola, and looking there for the right place, because we had the organized everything, including the papers for that trip, and we let all things back in Lusaka. Our friends didn't arrive, but the thing was that from our base camp in Lusaka, they get the information where we are. And all the police stations on the way, they know where we are. And our friend was behind, and the police gave them the information for the next step. And so they follow us some days later. And only one thing was that we had we had to leave the main road. There was no control and no information placed on it. And we found possibility that only we could do a sign with watercolors on the roads. And we signed the roads, it's going up to the Bushman, and put some papers on the road. As well, we prepared the trip to the observing place. The road wasn't prepared before for normal cars. And so we tried to find the right place, a different round. At least we found a way. But it was difficult because our car was too high. Always one of us has to scout it out the way before, and then we follow with the car. Sometimes we had to cut a bit of the tree or roll them out of the way. It took us several days to find the right observing place. And at least we found the area. This looks very good for us, for all our ideas, to realize our observing ideas. Then we found a very interesting grass area, and we looked around, and it is difficult to find, especially at the right place, when you know that some people is behind you. And so we always have to sign this way for the others. Then we built our camp, and this camp was just a place near the water place, so we can prepare everything. And was flat, the good view to the horizon, and all the things that you need for observing the eclipse. We set up our telescopes, and then we just wait for our friends, and we thought they make it, but they make it really. And after a few days they arrived, then we prepared the camp. We didn't have everything in our car, so the problem was we had only 150 liter water in the car, but it was 10 person. It's not enough for a few days, so we looked out for the water, and we found some in a very dirt place, and we filled it at first with our socks, the clean socks, then with the water filter, then we boiled it, and so we had enough water for all of us. It's just an example for what you have to do if you organize your own crew expedition. And then the day before the eclipse, we thought, okay, everything is done, we are all here, just we wait for the next day. It was the 21st of June in Europe, in the northern area, and the north parts of the Earth is starting in summer, and in this part, we are in the south hemisphere, starting winter. And the morning time, all the telescopes is full of ice. be really surprised about the temperature. It was minus 7 degrees minus, and everything was frozen. And the problem was that we had all the electronics open during the night, and we didn't realize that this only the problem could be before. And but anyway, the sun came out and dried everything. Nothing was broken. And only one power supply was broken, but we had one in reserve. And so we could do everything to prepare for some eclipses. In the morning we discussed what kind, or how we can make the experiments. We tried it out, how to do one by one step. And so it was nearly finished, and then we get a bit disturbed. All the boys up on the car, and the girls took some pictures. But it was not dangerous, it was not dangerous, it was a bit far from us. But we always very surprised about this. We heard them the same day before, always far away, and we couldn't believe that they would come very near. But the night before, so I was really lucky to sleep in the car, not in the tent like the others. But anyway, we had no time for making, observing lions or other animals, because now the time was running for the eclipse. So we prepared the equipment, we set up the telescope, the one main telescope with the slide camera behind, a digital video camera on top. There is a prototype camera, a high resolution camera on the other side, and a high definition camera on the high dynamic range camera. Was one of our important experiments that we had. See part of the equipment, there was the high dynamic range camera here. There was one with video camera, and the other one was the digital photo camera. And it was connected with the computer, and we could see everything on the monitor. For the specialist, we had a very high dynamic range. For example, if you take picture of a bulb, electrical bulb, then you have to choose your exposure time. You want to take a picture of the illuminated room or of the illuminated metal inside of the bulb. And both, it's very difficult. And with this camera, you can make both. You can get a very dynamic range in this experiment, but you have no possibilities to show it in one monitor, because the monitor are limited in the dynamic. And so you can choose your dynamic, what kind you want to see on your monitor. But you have all the information in the picture. You can choose it later on at home if you check out the pictures and everything. That was one of the main experiments this time. And the other was the high dynamic range video camera. This gave us a chance to see the monitor during the eclipse phase. And for control, we have the normal video camera parallel to the other ones, and just to have a control picture. And you have the possibility of observing together in different lights on the monitor with our filters, and especially if you discuss during the partial phase about the all the things that you see during the eclipse. You know everything. That's why I don't go further on this step. We have the possibilities to observe in the white light or in the in different colors, or in the H alpha lights. And so everything was prepared, everything works well. And we just wait for that the moon shadow should come over, and we would like to take the pictures and to enjoy, especially enjoying the eclipse. This is one thing what we do during eclipses, including the high equipment and all the computers and everything. You would like to enjoy the eclipse. We always find a path to observe really with your naked eyes the eclipse. And this is very important for us. And we do it every time and have inside our observation program this window for just observing and enjoying the eclipse.
To use my also your program, and tomorrow at least 7:15 for the coaches.
Is there anything else?
Quick word, you can help us out if you put your seat up when you leave, so for the next people are not sitting in